Fraser Health is finalizing plans for works around Royal Columbian Hospital that are part of the city's Great Street vision for the neighborhood. A construction notice from Ellis Don and the Royal Columbian Hospital redevelopment team stated that improvements are coming to East Columbia and Sherbrooke Streets. The notice, issued March 21, stated the City of New Westminster has plans to turn East Columbia Street into a Great Street. As part of the Royal Columbian Hospital redevelopment, the project completion will improve accessibility and transportation management around the hospital campus, including along Sherbrooke Street, said the notice. The works along Sherbrooke Street will include traffic calming measures at the intersections. According to the notice, the work will be done in phases between Keary and Sherbrooke Streets. When needed, flaggers will direct traffic and ensure access to the hospital, said the notice. At least one lane will remain open at all times. We will provide regular updates on the phases of the work and any impacts to drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians. Nick Eagland, a senior communications consultant in public affairs with the Fraser Health Authority, said the work is part of the city's plan to turn East Columbia into a more pedestrian-friendly and cycling-friendly street, with enhanced sidewalks, better lighting, bike lanes, and safer intersections. Fraser Health is working in partnership with the city to improve accessibility and transportation management around the hospital campus to benefit patients, families, and visitors, Eagland said in a statement to the Record. We will be making improvements such as upgrading the sidewalks, adding better lighting, creating bike lanes, and building safer intersections for pedestrians. While this work is underway, vehicle and pedestrian access to the hospital will be maintained, he said. We thank the community for its patience and support as we work to enhance local infrastructure and continue our work on the Royal Columbian Hospital redevelopment project. While the notice had stated work would begin in the last week of March and was expected to be complete by mid-December, the City of New Westminster still must sign off on a traffic management plan before construction gets underway. Michael Leong, a transportation planning engineer with the city, said a traffic management plan has not yet been approved. Once the traffic management plan has been accepted, Leong said the confirmed details of the scope and duration of the proposed road closures will be provided to residents and businesses in the area. He said that will be done through a notification period in advance of construction, which is typically 2 weeks. While impacts to traffic can be expected during the construction, city staff will work with the contractor to ensure that approved traffic management plans will minimize disruptions to residents and businesses, he said in a statement to the Record. In particular, a key focus will be maintaining access to businesses, services, and transit in the area. East Columbia Street is a key corridor in the Sapperton neighborhood, said Leong. Its reconstruction with more Great Street elements will provide opportunities for the street to be a place for people to be and enjoy with leisure, he said. The improvements to the street design will also enable people of all ages and abilities to move comfortably and safely on foot, bicycle, or other non-motorized wheels, aligning with the city's Master Transportation Plan goals and 7 bold steps for climate action. Leong said the remainder of the corridor will be reconstructed on varying timelines as developments occur or as part of future capital projects to deliver cycling infrastructure on the corridor as part of the city's active transportation network plan. According to Leong, the RCH redevelopment project also includes the reconstruction of Sherbrooke Street, between East Columbia Street and just east of Fader Street, as well as Keary Street, between East Columbia Street and Brunette Avenue. He said those works will be completed sequentially and will include improved pedestrian and cycling facilities connecting to the upgraded East Columbia Street.